Who do we blame this time? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Of all the things that would cause a man to strap bombs to himself and take hostages.
Every single day he was talking about how much he hated the Discovery Channel.
Yes, every day.
James J. Lee hated the Discovery Channel.
I have a gun and I have a bomb. I have several bombs strapped to my body, ready to go off.
One of which did when a police sharpshooter finally shot him dead. Fortunately, nobody else was hurt. Immediately, the blogosphere set out to determine whose ideology was to blame. And since apparently this had nothing to do with Islam, it was tough. Oh, but people tried. His MySpace rant talked about saving squirrels. He demanded Discovery stop glorifying human birthing. He found human babies disgusting. So, crazy environmentalist, right? But wait, he especially hated immigrants. He wanted to stop all immigration pollution and the anchor baby filth that follows. That would make him an anti-immigrationist. But it was Fox's Neil Cavuto who got Lee's brother-in-law on the air and learned that Lee was a little off even before John and Kate began celebrating human reproduction on Discovery. He was a mean, deceptive, unpredictable know-it-all. And when his mother and grandfather died, it apparently pushed him over the edge. So you can blame environmentalists, you can blame anti-immigrationists. Me, I blame the internet, which guarantees every know-it-all his say, but doesn't guarantee an audience. Now, for that, you have to do something that makes people want to go to your page. Congratulations, Mr. Lee. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.